The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, December the 9th, 7:06 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, welcome back there, hon.
Oh, welcome.
We were
thanks.
Both.
You know well, what? We've been kind of, it's been a little funky, you know, it's interesting. We've been to events and you know how it is when sick people are around sick people and then you
caught us
rubbing
yesterday.
Hands and
yeah.
Kissing faces and lips and cheeks and all that good stuff. And anyway, so
rubbing
anyway, we're here. We're here. Good morning. It's currently 56 degrees. Let's move on. And so we can focus on our – I'm already reading emails from things I've had to cancel. And sorry. Today, chance of showers. You know, and I like how when we do the National Weather Service, they do percentages. So just get ready because Wednesday, and you probably have heard this, Wednesday night, when you have heavy rain – a prediction of heavy rain and Thursday heavy rain. We'll have Bob get more into. In fact, you've got the computer up. Have you heard about what's happening this week with this heavy storm that's supposed to be hitting?
This Pacific storm that's coming in, it's actually a couple of couple of good-sized storms that are moving. And by the way, the lake has come up from its low point 7 feet since this
7 feet.
Fall into winter weather has kicked in. Well, that's a lot of water when you think about the size of Shasta Lake.
The whole lake coming up 7 feet. I mean, it wasn't like one part. But you know the part.
Yeah, generally, that's what happens in a lake.
And that's, guess what? You know what? And that's just the top of it, Bob. Come on. That's just the top of it.
You know what we'd like
wait
to
minute,
see?
Wait a minute. I just want to finish this one thought
ahead.
Here. Sweet.
Oh, please do.
They're saying is that the rain that's going to come down Thursday, along with the winds.
That's the dangerous part. The ground
big.
Is soaked.
Yeah.
And then the winds are going to kick up in the 50-mile-an-hour range, and that's when trees fall over and buildings can be damaged. So, and with the Christmas decorations out, just kind of batten down the hatches because we are going to it's sort of a be careful what you wish for because we are going to get it in the next couple of days.
Ooh, we got to make sure that keep our eyes on that tree. Oh, Carl looked at me like, oh, don't bring that up. Yeah, we have a tree we have to take down. And anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. The Kinneys, we saw them at Wind River the other night.
Yeah.
Came out to see us. That was great.
Okay. Gosh, you know, everything that's going on around here. We've got, today, we're having Bob Dunlap and the new Shasta County Veteran Service Officer is going to be joining us, talking about what's going on with veterans, meeting the new guy. Got a couple other things that we're heading out to today. But first of all, I saw something. I was looking at the news reports yesterday. It said America's five most least educated cities. Two in California. What I did was I went, no, it can't be, you know, cause I mean, I'm thinking to myself, what are they basing this on? You know, is it got to be, well, it's higher education and all this, but no, Reading was not in it, you know, but the way they were describing them, they had these things in common, logging, agriculture, and except one, which was mostly a service city, which turned out to be Lake Havasu. Because so many of their people there are working in the service industry in Laughlin and in those areas there. So, but the least educated in cities. But one was up in it was a place called Kaysen, California. It's and then Lake Havasu, I guess that's Arizona, isn't it? Or no, that's Nevada. Reading wasn't in that. But you think to yourself, you know, the way they were basing it on logging, agriculture, and other things that. It was just something else, but it wasn't. We're up there. We're okay. Our education was our.
We
education.
Have good schools here.
Well, it wasn't. It's just not just high schools. It's BAs and things like this. Mm. But one of the other studies that just came out also was that more kids are living at home than ever. That you've got a large percentage of college graduates who don't have jobs and are living at home, like a third. Of the college graduates are living at home or with their families. The millennials are living still with their mom and dad.
Okay, this brings up a very – how much time do we have? Because I want to talk about something.
5 minutes.
Okay. This brings up a kind of a – I don't know if it's a sore subject or it's just how what I'm seeing with a younger generation. There are those. But the parenting aspect of the fact that – you do whatever you have to do in order to make money. Work hard. Nothing is too menial. The problem that I'm seeing with these educated kids or educated young adults is that they are, I can't take that because it's beneath me or it's not the money that I think I deserve. And then there are those who push up their sleeves and work really hard. Because it doesn't matter. And I was raised with the philosophy, and I think it's that generation, the Korean War, World War II, 50s, went into the 60s, and you know what I'm talking about. Work breeds work. We had to weed. We had to do these things. And it's good to be able to know that you can go out and do whatever it takes. So you have an MBA. Isn't that fabulous? And one day you'll get to use it. But in the meantime, you may have to, like, collect garbage or do something that's a physical labor or something that's beneath you while you are trying to get out there and make the connections. And we call it the hustle because in show business, you went to every audition. You took every job because that leads to other work. It's just the mentality. There you go.
I recall... in the middle of his career, Sean Connery, in between the time he left the Bond films and the time he found his late-in-life success, starred in a number of just absolutely abysmal films. And he was asked why he took on these projects when he knew that they were just garbage. He says, gotta eat. Keeps me out there. And, of course, he had his resurgence when, what was the one he did with Angelina Jolie that really... reignited his career, the burglary one. I forget the title of it.
Was it Angelina Jolie or what's the other one that's married to Kirk Douglas or was married to not Kirk Douglas?
Oh, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Maybe.
Oh, that was it. That was it. Yeah, and that kind of got him. But I mean, he had started like Highlander 2, which is
I thought it was the Untouchables that really brought him back.
Yeah. That was about the time he ramped up again.
But the bottom line is that you don't quit and you take jobs that you know are not beneath you if it keeps you going. And, you know, I mean, we ran into something we thought that what was being requested for their pay was really quite high. And then you put the same request out, and you get five people lined up that would do it for half of that, and which was still a good price. Mm-hmm. And so I get what you're saying, but this report was just this was California, that a third of the millennials are still living at home because even though with college degrees they can't get jobs and they're not so they're still staying at home, and that how many people aren't working, and that we talk about what the unemployment rate is. Oh, look how low the unemployment rate is. Well, let's look at how many people are no longer in the workforce, that have dropped out of the workforce. This is the lowest numbers of people working than it's been since probably the war. So when you start looking at it like that, then the unemployment rate, you know, really is means nothing. It's nebulous. It doesn't count the ones that are working two jobs. It doesn't count the ones that are just out of the system now. Anyway.
I would think that it would be great on your resume, too, that you did all kinds of work. Because I would think that a headhunter would see that, well, you know, this shows ambition. You know, what would you even have, like, on your resume that 3 years you couldn't find work? Well, how about, you know, I was a short order cook for a while. Or how about, you know... I babysat, or I went to the local school and I worked as a part-time janitor. I'm telling you right now, I got a call from somebody who He said he had two positions. If I knew of somebody, one was a part-time janitor and one was something else and janitorial. Anyway, part-time at a prestigious school here in town that I think is one of the best educational systems. And I thought, you know what? That's really cool. So anyway, I don't know. I'm sure they're filled by now. But anyway, we've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a couple special of events that are going on in the North State. And plus, don't you want to talk about what's going on today with the
Got a lot of things going on.
I know,
Mr. Gruber is on, is going in front of the congressional committee
right now,
asking them why
at this very moment.
What exactly is it about the American people you find are so stupid? Anyway, we'll be right back right after these messages. Call on Linda Bott.
Beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
For Italian families, the holiday means food, fun, and familia. This holiday season, Kathy and I would like to invite you to celebrate your holiday with us here at Mary's Pizza Shack. And for a limited time, get $10 in Mary's money when you buy a $50 gift card. Or go big, get $20 in Mary's money with a $100 purchase. Share your homemade comfort food at your office or in your home with Mary's Party Trays. See our catering menus or call for a complete list of menu items available. Call Mary's Pizza Shack in Reading at 247-1110. Or in our Anderson location at 378-1110. Mary's Pizza Shack, homemade for the holidays.
Happy holidays from our family to yours.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
As we join Bob to Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir! I'm pure and natural, sir!
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, so Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir!
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
There's nothing like being home for the holidays, yet our animal shelter is full of wonderful dogs and cats that may not have a home of their own this holiday season. During the months of November and December, Haven Humane Society is challenging the community to give 200 shelter pets a home for the holidays. Adoption fees are discounted up to 50%. Please give a shelter dog or cat a place to call home this holiday season. Follow our challenge on Facebook and visit Haven Humane Society at 7449 Eastside Road to bring home the greatest gift of all this holiday season.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm not sure what this one is.
Is this where they do all the vocals?
Now, this is AJR, and the song is called I'm Ready, and I thought it was kind of a cute little energetic piece to get y'all kicked off.
Need that. It's 7:20 in the morning, the 9th of December, 56 degrees out there, going to be raining on and off all today, and the real heavy weather starts tomorrow. Good morning, Carl Linda Bott. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
You know what? His his the 46th year that he's been in the business, 21 years. It's his anniversary. He's got a huge anniversary sale going on and Christmas sale right there at Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop across from Sierra Gibbs. And he has the finest selection, of course, of estate jewelry. And he's got specials out there. And this man's got a direct line back to Israel and other countries to bring in diamonds. Add on top of that, he's got the only watch repairman in the whole area right there at Four Winds Jewelry. You can't beat it. Can't beat the deals. You can't beat the work that Leonard does. And he can cast rings. He can, you're looking for that specific or that type of ring that nobody else has, like Linda has. And you can go down there.
Everybody should go see Leonard, especially if you've got, some estate pieces that you'd like to have him evaluate. Anyway, we've got a special event that we wanted to talk about that's happening on December. Wreaths Across America. If you've never experienced this, it's happening at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, Saturday, actually the 13th, and it begins at 12 o'clock noon, and they do a wonderful ceremony and they give you the wreaths, and it's really a time to pause and think about those people who served our country.
They have a short ceremony, and then everybody takes wreaths, and you place them on each one of the graves. And it is a tremendous, tremendous sight and a tremendous feeling of honor, honoring these vets, these veterans who have some died in combat, others died from wounds in combat, but others who have just served their country and then have been interred there. And I go, I think it's about 2,500 wreaths will be placed on the grave sites plus in the mausoleum areas where the cremains are. So it's a good chance. Anyway, get there about 11:45 this Saturday. And become part of this. Become part of something. Bring your kids. Let them see. Let them learn about what's happening out there. Let them also pay some honor to these fallen veterans, to these veterans who are interred here. Take your grandchildren. Take your great-grandchildren. Take your parents. Take everybody. Let's all meet out there on Saturday, December 12th at 12 noon at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. Okay. Can you play that loud right now?
It's just, you can't do it politically. You just literally cannot do it. Okay? Transparent financing, unless you have transparent financing, also transparent spending. I mean, this bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not square the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay? So it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay, just like the people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever.
There you go, Mr. John Gruber. Let's hear it for John. Hey, John. John not only said that once, he said it several times. And talking about the stupidity of the American voter, not only did he brag about it, he did it in front of videos. He did it in front of people. He told them how stupid the American people were, how we had to make this not transparent because then people would know that there was something wrong, that it was going to cost them money, if healthy people were going to pay more, and sick people that weren't paying were going to get the money. So Mr. Gruber, who, by the way, was at the White House 19 times, which is 19 times more than the Secretary of State or some of the others that had, education secretary. Or how about this, the Obamacare lady, the one who ran the Health and Human Services, was not there at all. And yet Gruber was there 19 times. And they said, well, including one time all the way to the Oval Office. And this is a man that that Obama has said, well, he didn't have anything to do with it. When everybody else says the guy who's getting paid, $500,000 a year to help with this? I want that job. He didn't do anything. Alpine, give me. I wonder if I could go to work for President Obama, not do anything, and get paid $500,000 a year. How about you? Would you want that job? I think so. Anyway, so now Gruber, Mr. Gruber, is now sitting in front of a congressional committee, and I think maybe Trey Gowdy is there. And I'm just thinking to myself that Trey Gowdy is not the one person I'd like to see on a, you know, on a Tuesday morning after I've said all these things about, you know, how, you know, where the money is, because one of the questions they're going to ask him, or a series of questions, is, okay, really, how much does this thing cost? Y'all were trying to hide the cost. How much is this going to cost? And here's the other thing. Democrats, one of the Democrats, I don't even want to sit at the same table with him. I don't even want to sit at the same table. Well, guess what? The chickens are coming home to roost here, baby. So Mr. Gruber is going to testify today. They are going to ask him about this, about his statements, about what he meant. You know, can you make this stuff up? And can you make this stuff up? And what it does is that all these Democrats who voted for it without reading what was in the bill, remember what Ms. Pelosi said, that's, we've got to pass the bill to find out what's in the bill, is just exactly what happened. They were stampeding in there. Now, the only good thing you can say is that something like 20 or maybe more of those senators who voted for that bill are no longer in the Senate. But they've all retired with their special Senate, you know, perks. Their special perks
free
that they get.
Free lifetime health care.
Free lifetime health care. And I bet it's the Cadillac plan, too. I bet it's not the plan where, like our sales account executive, whose cost went up $200 a month for her family of four, and the amount of money she pays into it. What is that? Your deductible went up to $6,000. I mean, come on. Come on. I mean, that is what is fair. They lost their plan, of which was the other part of what President Obama said. And do we have that cut right here? Okay, when you find that cut, let's just play that cut. Because you remember what the other thing, the other great statement was?
We will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period. If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan, period.
Thank you. There you go. See? And now we're into this for billions and billions and billions of dollars. In fact, if you had taken the money it would have cost to roll out this plan and just paying just on just the basics when it's getting people into this thing, you could have provided a great health care plan to everybody that wasn't insured. It could have come out to like almost like $1,000 a month to everybody that they've touched. Think about that. Think about all the money they spent and the new regulations, the new things that are going to be driving doctors out of the business. Well, I hope there that Mr. Gruber gets a chance to stand up and show the American public how much smarter he is than they are. Because, you know, what goes around comes around, Mr. Gruber. And I hope that I can't wait to see what you say. You know, I hope it's not one of these. I refuse to say anything that could be, you know, self incrimination.
Have a Fifth Amendment thing going?
I don't think so in this, because how could you? I mean, but he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything criminal like Lois Lerner did. What he did was that they played the old shell game on the American public. President Obama and the leadership of the Democratic Party played the shell game on the people of America, and now they're paying for it. The Republicans have taken back the Congress. They're going to probably take back the presidency, because this thing right here is not going to go away.
I need to close out this segment. This in from AP. Look, I changed the subject. Hold the pickles, onions, and special sauce. The Big Mac is becoming a victim of finicky tastes. Sales continue to slide in the U.S., McDonald's plans to expand a test that lets people build their own burgers by tapping on a touch screen to pick the bread, cheese, and toppings they want.
Where's the beef? Hey, where's the beef?
The company says it will bring the option to 2,000 of its more than 14,000 U.S. locations next year. Well, you know, what I always say is once you go in and out, you never go back.
You know,
and maybe we should take a break on that note.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Take multiple prescriptions. You know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. It could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
Orchard Nutrition Center buys locally to not only support our North State growers and vendors, but buying locally also reduces the time from grower to market, which ensures that your family has the freshest, most nutritious products available.
My name is Pam Giacomini. I'm with Hat Creek Grown Beef up in Hat Creek. Orchard Nutrition Center has been showcasing our product for several years, and we are now their exclusive grass-fed beef producer. They're also cooking our deli rounds in their deli and produce their roast beef sandwiches out of it. Working with the crew here is just fantastic. We really appreciate their work with us and their embracement of local products and good local producers.
Hi, I'm Richard Bloom. We manufacture the MSM Health Solutions products in Anderson, California. It's really good to see a local company like Orchard getting behind manufacturers locally and helping us to produce here locally to sell our products locally.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store. Visit them at 221 Locust Street in Reading or on the web at orchardnutrition.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wines at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Well, good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Tuesday morning. How you doing? It's 7:33 and it's, like we said, 56. We have chance of showers today with temperatures around 59 and tonight 49. Now, get yourself braced, folks. We talked about it earlier, but if you're just in a walk around and you just hit your feet, just hit the floor and just rolled out of bed, Wednesday and Wednesday night and Thursday morning, heavy, heavy rain and high winds. So like Bob said, if you've got, you know, your pads out on your chairs, your umbrellas or something, and you think it's going to be a glorious evening, you may want to try to tie things down a little bit more.
There you go. Or if you got those inflatable Christmas decorations, may want to see.
Things on top of your house already.
No, let them, so they can end up in my lawn, and then I'll just won't have to decorate.
Yeah, they'll touch down like somewhere that. In Ashland. Yeah. You know.
Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Too.
Flying Snowman. Yeah.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? They've got all types of great stuff.
Oh, no.
Stuff
I went
going.
In there yesterday and I bought, they have, oh my God, I got these, a bunch of quarter pound coffees that are, you know, like, cookie crumble, and I can't think of the titles of them right now. They smell so yummy. They're very Christmassy. So, and then I had a coffee and I walked around and I got presents in there. And it's just so nice. It's just, you know, support them. They support the community. They're very big into supporting the veterans and so many other things. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Okay, great. Hey, we're here with Todd Jones and from Blood Source, but you're not here from Blood Source, even though we'll talk about Blood Source in a second. You're here for the Sundial Film Festival.
Yeah, so I'm the I have the privilege of being the vice president of the Active 2030 Club of Reading this year.
You guys did the parade.
We did. We just had the parade on Saturday.
Oh, man, I heard it was the bomb.
It was awesome.
Did everybody in the parade get a prize? I've read all of one. I
mean, not quite.
I noticed a couple that didn't, but I thought, well, you know.
You guys are so active. You're like taking it over.
Yeah, we're trying, and we took the parade over from the Trade Club. This is our second year doing that, and it's been going on for 33 years. So it's a great tradition. We're really honored to be taking that on. And, 107 entries. We had over 10,000 people there. So it was a great event.
It was a great night.
Yes.
The moon was shining.
Oh, yes, fabulous, man. You can't get better than that.
Okay.
So Sundial Film Festival.
Yeah, Sundial Film Festival. So I'm the chairman of that this year. That's coming up on March 14th at the Cascade Theater. There are two shows that day. There's a matinee in the afternoon for a lot of our student films. And then in the evening, there's our main event. And submissions, that's what I'm really here to talk about today. Submissions are due by January 3rd. So if you know somebody out there that wants to submit a film, a less than 30 minutes, or a photo, or a one-minute film, they can submit right now at sundialfilmfestival.com.
Sundialfilmfestival.com.
Yes.
Okay.
And that was the main reason you came in here, is that now it's time to get it. I mean, even though it's March, and we'll have you all back on, of course, before that. But if you want to get your films in, and this is a good chance for people who are filmmakers, like Bob. Bob's a filmmaker. Bob, you could put a documentary in here. And when's it due?
January 3rd. 11:59 p.m.
So 30 minutes,
so
1 minute.
So you've got like about 3 weeks.
You've got about three weeks to get it done.
And what are the categories?
So let's see.
I mean, how long do they have to be?
They have to be less than 30 minutes. And they range, some of them range from like 5 minutes to 30 minutes. And there are quite a few categories. They're all at Sundial Film Festival. I'm going to forget a few if I try to say them.
Okay, but it's
sundialfilmfestival.com. And,
longer than 30, because I know one of them had like a Western motif where you had horses and trappers and Native Americans in it. And then Linda, you were in one.
I was in one when I first moved to town. It was Bill and Lisa Collins,
Edwin.
And Bob Kurlock was in it.
It was called Poor. What was it?
You'd ask me.
Poor,
I'm trying to think.
Poor thing.
Poor thing.
Linda gets killed.
And it was
in
a blast to be. Yeah. It was a blast to do the process. But anyway, so how many 1 minutes do you get?
Last year, I believe we got about. Somewhere in the range of 41-minute films, and then we'll just show one winner.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, and all the films are judged by film school down in L.A., so they're non-biased. If we try to judge it, I'm sure we get in a lot of trouble. Our photos are all judged by professors of photography throughout the Northwest, and so it's great. They don't really charge as much, and they do a great job. They're professionals at it, so it's completely non-biased. The best of festival film gets $1,000.
Wow.
It's only $35 to submit, which is really pretty cheap
compared to
a lot of film festivals throughout the country.
Make one of squirrels around your house.
All right. So now that's part A of this interview. By January 3rd, please make your submissions to sundialfilmfestival.com.
Yes, yes. And also, you know, if anyone's out there interested in sponsoring an event like this, please talk to me. Todd Jones, you can, I don't know if you want me to tell my phone number over the air,
okay.
or my email, it's tejones50@gmail.com, or call me at 355-2860, or go to the website and you have contact information there as well. And we're always looking for great sponsors. All the money that we raise goes towards our foundation. And next year, our club is planning on building two playgrounds in the Reading area. And so we need all the help we can get. This is our largest fundraiser. The other money, we take kids back to school shopping. We do a lot of things throughout the community, give to great organizations like One Safe Place. So we do a lot, and this is this festival helps us raise a lot of money to help a lot of kids.
Okay.
Now, one of the things that that you're very involved with is giving blood.
Yes.
Blood Tell Source. Us all about it.
Yeah, so I work at Blood Source, and right now we are just in our second week now of Season of Giving. Around the holidays, there is a huge need for blood. There's a lot of people that can't give blood around the holidays due to illnesses or people that are out of their routines or too busy to come in and give blood. But there is an enhanced need because around the holidays, unfortunately, there's just a bigger need for blood. And so right now, Blood Source has been doing this for many years. We're trying to encourage people to come into our center or one of our mobile blood drives, give blood during the month of December, and get a great Season of Giving commemorative t-shirt. And t-shirts are very popular. We have donors that wear a different one every time they come in, and we've had them for many decades. So mm-hmm. It's a great cause. Come in and hang out with us. You'll have a good time.
Where are you located?
We're at 1880 Park Marina Drive. Right across from the convention center.
Right.
So right down there, we're open 6 days a week for whole blood and every day of the week for platelet donations, if you're familiar with those out there.
Well, our girl that works here has a great testimony. And when she had her baby, she would come on the air and talk about this too. When she had her baby, she almost died. And something happened within the procedure, and she needed transfusions. So she's really has personally, you know, personal huge testimony. Yeah, and I just think it's fantastic. You do have to go through tests to see if you're worthy.
Yeah, it's a pretty short process. The whole thing takes about an hour. And during the holidays, a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of things to donate to that cost money, and that's great. But this is completely free.
You get a cookie?
You get a cookie, Gatorade, crackers.
Pizza.
We have Wi-Fi, cable TV, movies. It's very, very comfortable. But, yeah, little registration. Make sure.
Do you have, like, little screens that have waterfalls and bunnies on
them? We have real waterfalls.
Yeah, okay. Real.
We have a real waterfall, a koi pond. It's pretty, there. Okay. Pretty nice.
All right, so we're going to be out there the 22nd.
Yeah, how do you get their Blood Source?
So 1880 Park Marina Drive. Okay. Call us to make an appointment. We prefer that. 243-0160.
And you're right.
We're going to be doing a live remote out there on the 22nd. So we're going to encourage people who can give blood to come out and give blood while we're there. I don't know if we're going to be laying on a gurney and things in our veins. I'm not sure about that.
No,
but
we're
encouraging other people to. Right. Yes.
Okay. Todd Jones is here, and we're talking about you can get a hold of him via either Blood Source or Sundial Film Festival.
Yes.
.com. And here's a chance to put in a film. And this is a huge, huge thing. International entries, everything. You got all these entries, hundreds and hundreds of entries. Here's a chance to make your to get that. Perhaps get yourself going with in the video market there.
Yeah, anyway. And 1 Minute Film Festival is a great way for those novice people. We've had some great entries on cell phone videos. So
I was going to say, 1 minute you can do a definite film on your cell phone for 1 minute.
Okay, so we're going to be we'll mention it some more, and but get a hold of Todd over there at sundialfilmfestival.com or call Blood Source and ask for Todd.
That's perfect.
And simplify, buddy.
Hoorah!
We'll be right back after these messages.
Little holiday magic can go a long way, especially when it comes to shopping. Online superstores just don't have the cheer and warmth you need when winter kicks in and the to-do lists get long. But there's one place that really celebrates the season. Mount Shasta Mall's 80 stores and services help you give with confidence, and all the special seasonal events make sure you can enjoy some signature holiday magic. Santa visits and photos are now available daily through Christmas Eve, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Four-legged friends wanting to meet the big guy? They have their own special time. Join Paws and Claws every Wednesday from 5 to 8 p.m. Each evening, the mall comes to life with the wonder of a seasonal snowfall at 5, 6, and 7 p.m. Find the cheer this year when you celebrate and shop at the Mount Shasta Mall. Give a little magic.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, humankindness.
So, Chris, December 9th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club is meeting for lunch at Jersey Mike's Subs.
Lunch in a submarine? I didn't know we had a submarine in Reading.
It's a sub sandwich location, not a submarine in the water. Sorry, folks, she tries. Join us for lunch Tuesday, December 9th at Jersey Mike's on Browning Street next to Trader Joe's. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Jersey Mike's kindly donates a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane's efforts.
I think lunch in a submarine would be really cool.
Maybe we could find you one and send you off on a tour for a really long time.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would like to invite you to join us December 14th at 2 o'clock for the Northern California Christmas for the Troops program, the Homeward Bound Christmas. We're going to have live music with the Lou White Band, a great barbecue, and we're going to be packing 400 boxes and sending these boxes overseas to our military personnel across the world. Please join us if you'd like to give us a call. The phone number is 222-2282. Help us make a Merry Christmas for our military personnel around the world.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
We have fun here in the morning. How are you guys? 7:45.
Yes. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, from little chip to cracks over 24 inches in length. Jeff Wurst, another veteran-owned business.
We need to get him on the air and talk about winterizing your car.
You know what, we have to, because you have just a little chip in your glass, and it gets wet, and it freezes. It now becomes a huge crack.
Well, not only that, when you put your heater on, it's the same. It's the opposite effect of when you put your air conditioner on.
On a hot window.
Yes.
If it's a very cold window and you hit it with that, and you can crack your windshield, too. But both, something I've done several times since living and running, but but Jeff fixes it every time. I've got patches all over my windshield, and you can't even see them. Can't even see them. Anyway, how do you get that? You give Jeff a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street. There's a small businessman right here, and he's doing a great job right there. Reading Craftmaster Windshield Repair. He's not into the replacement of the windshields. There's other people that do that, like Platinum. Anyway. Vint Stevenson is with us.
Good morning, Vint.
And he is, among all the things that you do, and there's many, you are an entrepreneur. If they have a photo of somebody, of entrepreneur in the dictionary, Vint's face is right there.
Good chance.
Now, besides being a former Marine.
Yep.
And,
absolutely.
Semper Fi.
Semper
Fi. Thank you for your service.
You're also the president of the Downtown Reading Business Association, which, you know, and this is the scary part. There's people that don't realize that there is a Downtown Reading Business Association. There's other types of associations that you're linked to, but you all are like the, you all are the center point here.
How many businesses are in the association, Vin?
Currently 285. So we have a very strong group of people that have not realized their own strength in the past. And slowly but surely, we're putting ourselves in a position to be able to flex a little bit and get some things done in the day.
I like that. Flex. So, ooh.
Flex forward.
Flex forward. Okay, so in other words, you're downtown. But I just have to ask questions because you know me. I'm a visual person. So when you have your downtown businesses, it's not just stores that sell clothing and goods. You have attorneys, doctors, downtown
radio
businesses.
Stations,
very
radio
diverse.
Stations?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Not only is it that group of people that people recognize as far as the bars and restaurants and so on, but it's also the people who are doing it during the day from 9 to 5. And
haircuts, burger shops, jewelry shops, everything.
Yeah, the one thing that brings them all together is obviously the local attachment. I mean, these are people who are feeding their families, that are doing the things that are needed to be done within the community, and this idea of making sure that they're all represented is very important to us. So we're doing everything we possibly can.
You're taking, not to say anything about it before, but it wasn't, it was one of those things that the Downtown Reading Business Association, it was kind of locked into certain things, but you all have really expanded out. I know that you have chosen, you and the board have chosen to support the events that have things to do with downtown and not other areas like the Lighty Christmas Parade.
Exactly.
Sundial Film Festival. It just happens to be those two things that, you know, that the Active 2030 Club does. But
when there's people like Todd and the 2030 Club that are doing such fantastic events, and there are events that actually relate to and affect the downtown, then, yeah, we're going to jump in with both feet. And quite frankly, I mean, for those of us who have grown up here, the downtown Christmas parade, you can't get anything better than that. So, yeah, that's definitely some place where we're going to continue to throw our support moving forward. But when it comes to the downtown area, that's where our entire focus is.
And you all are jumping into the crime problem down here too.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, 100%. A year ago, we actually were more focused on marketing. We were pushing the idea that we needed to do more with the funds and the resources that we had. And we had an annual meeting where a group of people from the downtown, people who are members of the DRBA, came out in full force and let us know that, you know what, we really have a bigger issue, and that is the safety. And so we heard the voice, and we transferred our focus, and we went the other direction.
It was the Downtown Reading Business Association that provided the bikes for mm-hmm. For the police. Y'all have come up with a camera. That was well over $2,000 right there.
Absolutely.
That came out of the Downtown Reading Business Association.
I've seen them at work. Yeah. Which is nice.
And you've had the police chief's been there. The bike guys have been in there to talk mm-hmm. about the things. And then what are some of the other initiatives that the DRBA is doing?
We sent Chris Hunt to an officer, Chris Hunt, to a training so he could deal with and get more ideas and best practices for environmental training for the downtown.
Environmental, that means cutting things, trimming things down,
Absolutely. Lighting.
I assume that's, yeah, lighting.
Lighting hedges, where the cameras should be placed, all kinds of different ideas on how we're going to create a safer environment for ourselves. On top of that, we are looking into cameras for RPD for the downtown.
These are movable cameras that you can put in one spot if there's problems and it feeds right back into the RPD.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the bigger focus for us, Carl. Trying to make sure that we're in a situation where we're adjusting to the needs of the Reading Police Department. And talked to Rob about it, and he's very focused on helping us impact those areas.
But we've also had comments, here's my disclaimer. I'm a member of the board, mm-hmm. and thank you so much for the invitation.
Thank you for your participation.
And on how to take care of our businesses down here, the new park that was just cleaned out by the Lenox. Is that right? What's the name of the hotel?
Lorenz.
Lorenz. I'm sorry, the Lorenz Hotel there. Cleaned up the whole park there. Well, how can we keep that? How can we keep that clean so it doesn't become a flop house?
Yep.
Again, and that smells of feces and urination and drug paraphernalia laid everywhere. So those are some of the other things that are going on. Vint has been a strong leader in this.
Well, and Carl, one of the things that's very exciting at this point for a number of us to talk about, including yourself, because you've been there during the planning and the implementation of this, is we're very close to implementing our street sweepers and our cleaners for the
there
downtown.
There you go.
So, I mean, that's something that once we roll it out and explain exactly how it works, I think there's going to be a lot of people excited, not only on the impact or potential impacts of what they're doing, but the resources that we're using.
The resources, and you probably don't, do you want to talk about it right now, or just not yet?
Until we implement it, until I'd rather. I'm kind
because
of a
people, I tell you
person.
What, there isn't going to be a person out there that's not going to love this.
Yep,
I mean that, and I can tell you what. There's a gentleman, and should I give his name?
Yeah,
Frank Treadway.
Oh,
is the leader behind this, mm-hmm. and Frank has had this idea and brought it down to the DRBA.
Frank is our little pit bull.
Yeah, and he is a pit bull.
That's
and
a perfect description.
And it is. And then, and Frank,
when he puts his teeth into something, they basically stay there.
Oh yeah, like the people across the street just never had a chance. The druggies across the street never had a chance. It's one of those things. It's like he grabs a hold.
Relentless.
He closes his eyes and he locks his jaws. And you can swing him around. You can.
So what's he doing?
Wait a minute. Let me finish here. You can beat him back and forth. You can kick him. You can set him on fire. The eyes are still closed. The jaws are still locked. And Frank doesn't let go. So, and we can say is the house across the street actually has that from him, not from us, but from him, actually has Christmas decorations out.
The apartment.
The apartment complex is now got. It's got
and
doors.
Plants.
And plants. I mean, and people there that you actually would like say, oh, hi.
Yeah, right.
I mean, instead of pulling your pistols, stay away from my car. Stay away from my car. Anyway, that's Frank. But Frank has this great plan about cleaning up downtown.
Cool.
Brought it to Vent, and now it's close to being implemented.
Very close.
Wow.
We got a couple of little details to work out, but
well, you hear it, too. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
I want to break it right here. I want Frank to come in here. The day it starts, or the day before,
perfect.
So we can talk about it and applaud him, and then maybe even have some of the participants in this.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, would that be great?
Yeah.
Anyway, people are going to like this. Okay, now you do have you've got a big meeting coming up, and that's one of the reasons we wanted to have you
yep.
come in.
Well, yeah, the Downtown Reading Business Association has their annual meeting, and then it will be December 11th, which is Thursday at 6 p.m. at Grace Place. And this is a situation and a time for all of us to get together and not only express concerns, but to also kind of embrace the things that we've done in the past as well as the things that we're moving forward to accomplish. So this is a chance for everybody that is part of the bid as members to get down here and be a part. Let's hear your voice.
Let's also hear or let our listeners hear that you two have a business or a few businesses downtown.
You have several businesses downtown.
Downtown Java, excuse me, is a coffee shop over outside the mall area in the alley area. I also have Stevenson Firearms, Stevenson Advisory, and we just opened a new mortgage business that is a veterans-only mortgage business. So,
okay, talk about that veterans-only mortgage business.
Well, a friend of mine came to me from Omega Mortgage, Dan Landis, a number of you know him, and said, I really want to do more for the veterans. And he has his own personal reasons, and I'll let him share those with you. But he's extremely sincere in it and wanted to make an impact. So we came up with an idea. The bottom line is we only hire veterans and immediate family. We train them to become mortgage brokers, and the intent is a successful mortgage brokers. We only do veterans mortgages. The name of the business is Honor Financial, and we use a portion out of every loan that we carve out and put it into a foundation that we created that will be used for local veterans. So what I continued to see was that with the 26-plus military-related organizations in the community, every time that they would do an event, they were reaching out to a lot of the same partners, people that they've had gotten support from in the past, and those people were being overwhelmed. So I felt like we needed to begin to create our own revenue streams, and so this is the first step. We have some other ideas for some revenue streams, but the first one is this mortgage business and getting it off the ground. So, yep.
Okay. Very well, that's cool. Yeah. And how long has it been on the road now?
Less than a month.
Less than a month. We were talking about it. I know when you were going to get ready to kick it off here.
Three offices, one in Reno, one in Santa Rosa, and one here in Redding. And then we're...
Is this something that's not just you guys? Or?
Oh, no. We're getting a number of people. So we're battling it out to see if it's...
So you're building a network here? I mean, already? I mean, is this, I mean, under your umbrella here,
mm-hmm.
right?
Absolutely.
And you've got three offices already?
Yep. And we're battling it out, arm wrestling, to see if we're going to do Fairfield or San Diego. I want one, he wants the other, and so we'll see where it works. So, no, we've reached out to George Schultz, for CEO of Starbucks, to see if there's a possibility that they can give us seed money. Talked to the VA in a number of different ways. So, yeah, this is going to grow.
There's different angels around town here, too.
Yeah, yeah. So piece by piece, we're going to make it get it together.
Well, you know what? It's with the unemployment rate the way it is for veterans, as you know.
Yep.
It's up in the, 15 to 16% is what they say. So we know it's got to be well over 20%.
I think it'd be great to kind of to switch gears here with the DB, yeah, with the Downtown Business Association, that if you, as you are growing, that you could post jobs, because we were talking about people who have MBAs that are still at home with mom and dad and don't work. And I said, you know, it does, no job is menial. A job is a job. A job is pride. Work breeds work. You never know who you're going to meet when you have 100%. A job. And so I really have that philosophy. I think if some people can get off their high knees and not be so proud, that maybe a place like Downtown Business Association would say, hey, look, there's five places right now that are looking for help.
That's a great idea. And we've had a realty area put on our website.
That means 30 seconds.
Gotcha.
Okay.
But I think adding the jobs would be an excellent.
We're going to talk more about this. Anyway, it's this Thursday at Grace, which is the little tea shop over here.
Yep, right next to the old Greyhound bus station.
There you go. All right, we'll talk and we'll mention that a couple more times. See, when we come back, we've got the new veteran service officer with us. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The House Oversight Committee is grilling witnesses about President Obama's health care overhaul and a former advisor's remark about what he called the voter's stupidity.
In some cases, I made uninformed and glib comments about the political process behind health care reform. I'm not an expert on politics, and my totem plot I was, which is wrong.
That's advisor Jonathan Gruber, a highly touted architect of Obamacare, who was heard on video referring to what he had called the stupidity of the American voter as central to getting Obamacare passed.
I behave badly, and I'll have to live with that. But my own inexcusable arrogance is not a flaw in the Affordable Care Act. The ACA is a milestone accomplishment for our nation that has already provided millions of Americans with health insurance.
In testimony before the House Oversight Committee, Gruber called his earlier comments uninformed. Also at SRNnews.com, a large survey of employers indicates hiring in the first quarter could get the biggest boost that it's seen in 7 years. Chris Layden of Manpower Group.
U.S. employers reported the strongest hiring intentions we've seen since the first quarter of 2008, when the net employment outlook was also 16%.
The Manpower Group survey of more than 18,000 employers showed a net increase of 16% in hiring plans for the first 3 months of next year. Stockpiles held by wholesale businesses rose in October, while sales posted a smaller gain. A closer look at those numbers from SRN's Jeremy House.
The Commerce Department says stockpiles at the wholesale level went up 0.4%, matching September's figure. Sales inched up 0.2% during October, following no change the month before and a 0.8% decline in August. Economists are watching closely to see if businesses start holding back on expanding inventories in the face of weaker sales.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Been slow going after the opening bell on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow really struggling. It's down by 172 points. This is SRN News.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more trips to the bathroom, longer time in the bathroom, waking at night to go, or issues in your romantic life. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-859-4013. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to use the bathroom, speed up bathroom trips, reduce waking at night to go, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-859-4013. That's 1-800-859-4013. Call 1-800-859-4013.
A court in the German city of Cologne has said there is not enough evidence to try an 89-year-old man accused over an infamous Nazi massacre of civilians in France.
It's been described as one of the worst atrocities of the Second World War. On the 10th of June, 1944, SS troops destroyed the village of Oradour-sur-Glane and murdered 642 people. The former soldier, who's not been named by the court, admits he was there but maintains he didn't participate in the massacre. Today, a court in Cologne threw out the case against him because of insufficient evidence.
And that's the BBC's Jenny Hill reporting. Slow-moving storm hitting parts of the Northeast, bringing a little bit of rain here, a little bit of snow there.
Most of the big cities, including Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York, and Boston, will see a cold rain out of this system. The heavy snows will remain to the west of those big cities.
That is Bruce Terry, the National Weather Service. This is SRN News. A report on harsh CIA interrogation techniques goes public today. And SRN's Greg Clugston reports that it could be a greater risk to some U.S. interests around the world as a result.
That's the assessment of the White House, which says preparations have been underway for several months to protect U.S. embassies and American military installations. Spokesman Josh Earnest says proper security precautions are in place. Despite security concerns, President Obama is said to welcome the release of the Senate findings.
That's SRN's Greg Clugston reporting. NASA's new Orion spacecraft has returned to dry land in Southern California after a test flight that ended with a plunge into the Pacific Ocean. And that was last week. They recovered the vessel and got it back to San Diego last night.
They all knew their mission and executed as they were supposed to. And it was quite a thing to see because it was challenging to get to that point.
That was NASA Recovery Director Jeremy Graber. He says it's been a completely successful mission. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bod. Good morning. It is December the 9th. It's raining out there, 8:05 in the morning, 56 degrees out there. We'll talk about the weather in just a second. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. It looks like today the weather is going to be a 30% chance of showers, which right now looks like a 100% chance of showers because it's raining on us. I see people running in here. They're all wet and damp, and mostly cloudy with a high near 59 after 10 a.m. this morning. Calm winds, 30% chance of rain after 4 a.m. And Wednesday, mainly after 10 a.m., high near 57, light and variable winds become south-southwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour in the morning, could gust as high as 24 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is big. New precipitation amounts between a quarter and half an inch possible. Then you get into Wednesday night. The rain could be heavy. We're talking thunderstorms, low around 51, windy with south winds 25 to 30 miles an hour, increasing to 38 to 43 miles per hour in the evening. Could gust as high as 60 miles per hour. So if you've got a car parked underneath a tree that looks suspicious, you may want to move the car. Chance of precipitation is 100%. 1 to 2 inches possible. Thursday, even more. Could gust, wind gust at 55, chance of precipitation again, 100%. Thursday night, more showers. Friday, more showers. Friday night, low around 40. Now we're going to get all types of snow up there in the upper regions. We've already had 7 feet of water in Lake Shasta. It's gone up 7 feet already, which is great. But the water is soaking the ground. The ground's already soaked. The chance of trees coming down are probably big, so you may have some electrical outages. So I hope you're ready. Do you have flashlights in your house? Do you have extra batteries? Those kind of things. And if you rely on electricity for everything, you might want to take precautions. Now, the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts there. Chuck and Judy, 365-3793. So if you've got any of those, Bob, do you put stuff out in your yard? Nah. Do you put stuff out in your yard? If you do, this week,
If people down the street from you have got stuff on their houses, like the little Santa Claus on top of the roof, you may have it on your roof here after Thursday. So before you put your stuff out tonight, just wait, because by Thursday or Friday morning, you may have all new decorations in your front yard. So that's what I would do. Okay, before we get started with our guest, it's talk radio. So let's go to the phones. Well, let's go to the right phone here, Gary. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a statement here before we start with our guest?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
The Shasta County Group Against Common Core.
Yes.
You know, that's the plague of schools. Will do a presentation at Sequoia, or not, sorry, Sequoia Pacheco School Board at about 5:30 tonight. So
okay.
I encourage parents of Pacheco students to drop in their school board and see how they react to the info. But the big one for us will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the county superintendent's office. On Magnolia, that's the Magnolia School, which is the planet, the
planetarium, right there,
and that will be at 1:30 tomorrow. And of course, that's open to the public, and it will be interesting to see their reaction, because we have about two or three very knowledgeable, good presenters. So that's again Shasta County Against Common Core. Tomorrow at 1:30 at the County
Board of Education there.
Right.
Magnolia, right there where Schrader Planetarium is. Right. 1:30 tomorrow. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Gary is a retired school teacher, too. And we've had a couple people talking about Common Core, mainly the problems that they're having with Common Core. Anyway. Okay. The shift. Bob Dunlap is sitting here across from me, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, who's been here for 5 years. 5 years. And sitting next to him, Duke Medeiros. Duke, good morning.
And good morning to you.
Come on up here.
Good morning to you, and thank you for having us on the air.
Well, you know, and the reason we have Bob here, you know, people know why we have Bob here. He talks about the great things that are available out there to our veterans, and then the hard way and the hard work they do to get it done. But Bob is retiring.
Retiring is right, Carl. Thanks for having me on again one last time. It seems like only yesterday that I was first on your program, and it was the tail end of December in 2010.
Well, you know what? That was our first year, because we're starting our sixth year.
That's right.
On December 14th.
That's
fact.
Right.
Gosh. Starting our sixth year.
So much has gone by in the last 5 years. It seems like yesterday, but so many changes have happened. And
well, you were 6'4 then and had a full head of hair. So
I was just a youngster.
Yeah. So was I. Anyway, Bob, we want to thank you. You know what? Sometimes people don't realize what a gem they have. Well, you know, no, don't shake your head. No. What a gem they have with people until they're leaving. We have in the Shasta County Veteran Service Office for the last 15 years that I know of, starting out with Don Magnum,
right? Yeah,
Dave Lanford,
absolutely.
And Dave being a great guy, and worked, handed it off to you, and then you have worked so hard to build the office. Every one of y'all expanded the office. You've moved it. Dave worked hard at it, but you were there to preside over the opening of the new offices right down here, down the street here. And now you're leaving, and you have selected, you and the Board of Supervisors have selected your replacement.
Right, right. And, you know, it's interesting you mention it like that, Carl, because it really wasn't me. And I do shake my head, because all the credit doesn't go to me. And I did brief the Board of Supervisors last week that Don Mangrum really fought the battles to give the office some clout, some credibility, some money to run. Dave Lanford went in there and made some huge changes to give the office more ability to help our veterans. And I couched it to them as if I was riding the crest of the wave that those folks prepared for for me. So this has been a fun ride. I got great support from the Board of Supervisors, from the community, especially the veterans in the community. And so this has been a love of what I'm doing. And now I can ride that crest of the wave to the end, and my friend from Hawaii can ride the crest of the wave.
I was going
to
say, now, Duke, did you have your surfboard here, buddy?
Actually, I have it with my granddaughter in Huntington Beach, California.
Oh, okay.
She wanted a little piece of me left back.
All right. I tell you what, let's take an early break, and we come back. Why don't you introduce your replacement here?
Absolutely.
And then we will start asking him questions, quizzing him, putting him on right here on the hot spot, putting it on there, talking about his lifelong quest to end up in Shasta County. Yeah. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday, the 9th of December, 56 degrees out there. Rainy, and it's going to get cold. It's going to be in the 40s. So, have you been down to Alliance Heating and Air? Have you talked to Alliance Heating and Air? Serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service. Is your house warm enough? Is it possibly that the filters are just dirty? Is it possible that some of the air ducts are not letting the air through, or they have fallen off? Call Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. They're the ones that work on our systems here, ours and Bad Bob's.
Check out their website at homecomfort.org. I tell you what, if you've got an emergency and with all this stuff happening, they're there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They can offer warranties, guarantees. They've got it. Trust me. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. I'm here with Bob Dunlap and his replacement, and also Vint Stevenson just rejoined us here because Vint is one of the major players in the veterans organizations around, besides just the Downtown Reading Business Association. Mm-hmm. He also is head of CVAC, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But Bob, please introduce us to your to the man that's going to come in and keep your seat warm.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure, actually. Duke Medeiros and I actually go back several years when I first started in the veteran service business here. Duke was my point of contact at the regional office in Oakland for VFW. So anybody that had a VFW claim and I needed to get some answers on that, Duke is a guy I was going to call. And Duke has been very helpful, especially when it comes to appeals to the VA, which can be ugly and long.
Yeah, because the Oakland VA has become famous now throughout the throughout our area up here, plus because it seems like Congressman LaMalfa has just gone after the Oakland VA, which they should have.
As well he should, absolutely. But, you know, there's a lot of changes that have happened with the VA regional office, and I'm really happy to report that they do have a new director there. They have a new deputy director, which Luke and I are both familiar with. And those folks have promised support. If we have a claim that's just stuck somewhere, send me an email. Give me a call. And you know what? I did, and it works. And we've had claims that were mired in the mud, just not going anywhere.
For years.
I email the deputy director. She writes back and says, okay, we're on it. A week later, we have adjudication. We have a good claim.
Isn't that interesting how you can have two people, I mean, and I'm talking about the ones that were there before, mm-hmm. can totally trash a system, and you put the right people in there, and all of a sudden it works.
Somebody that cares about veterans. That's right. And that's the reason I'm real happy to introduce Duke here, because he cares about veterans. We're not in this for the money, and I won't talk about the pay and the job, but we're not in this for the money. This is a passion that we both have for helping veterans. We know the wickets and how to get things done. Duke has been in far longer than I have helping veterans. And, you know, his specialty is appeals and notices of disagreement. He knows the system. He knows the claim business. So it's just a great, with great pleasure that I introduce him to Shasta County.
Duke Medeiros. Duke, good morning.
And good morning to everyone.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that you were one of our Air Force senior staff NCOs, but you also had the honor to serve with the Marine Corps.
Yes, I did. I had a really unique career. I went into the Air Force in 1966. I was discharged honorably in 1979. I was one of the first members of operations out of Clark Airfield that got assigned to do details with the Marines. Most of my time was spent in Vietnam, and I believe we stepped into Cambodia, but rumor has it Americans were never there.
You know what? When you're in the jungle, and we all know this, those lines are just, you know what, they're just kind of like nebulous, you know, so you cross, maybe not, you know, so.
Well, I came back in one big piece, little damage, but good. A long story short, I went into private business when I get out because adjusting to the civilian world was a little rough for me. I made too much money in real estate and construction, and I broke my neck for the third time, and an old chief petty officer, who I used to be his newspaper boy in Pearl Harbor, says to me, he says, Pineapple, it's about time you get off your, you know what, and help me out. And he got me started originating claims from the vets at the VA hospital.
And this was in?
Oh, God.
In Hawaii?
No. This was in San Diego.
Okay,
the Balboa Hospital.
Okay, Balboa.
And this,
all right.
This would be the early 80s.
Okay.
And I went from post-service officer to State Department of California service officer. I worked at the Oakland Regional Office. Mm-hmm. I worked at the Los Angeles Regional Office, four of the big hospitals. Lastly, I ran the office at both the Long Beach and the LA Regional Office. My first 3 years were spent originating claims. I learned the nuts and bolts of how to put it together, how to get the veteran to get the evidence that they need so that we don't end up in the appeal status.
Why is it, Bob and Duke, why is it so hard? I mean, if a person has, you know, it's in their record, they were injured, or they were in an area where they were sprayed, especially with, you know, the Agent Orange stuff. Why is it so hard? I mean, it's in their record and everything, and they put in for a disability. Why so hard? I mean, because you guys are on the end that starts this, as are many others. But what makes it so hard? I mean, just with what you said, dude, is that you know making sure that you've got all this and it's got to be done a certain way. And I mean, I can understand because of bureaucracy, it has to be done a certain way. But when it's done a certain way, why was it? What happened?
Yeah, it's really frustrating when all of the evidence is there for the raider to look at, and it gets denied or it gets kicked into another way of processing a claim. That's really frustrating for us. I can't answer why that is. I know there's a lot of claims, but that's not an excuse. You know, if the claim has everything it needs to get approved, you would think that raider would put that approval stamp on there and send it back and say, congratulations, you got an award.
And Duke, what did you find? I mean, because I know, you're obviously a meticulous guy, and you know how things work. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been, you know, first of all, been in the system as long or been selected. So what's your best thought on this?
Strictly an observation.
Yeah.
I never did work for the VA, and it's wrong to paint the VA with a brush that says everybody sucks.
No. Of course not everybody sucks in the VA.
However, what I saw when I was in Oakland, and I maintained close working relationships with most of the decision review officers, the raters, which fortunately will benefit our office with me being here. Yeah. What I saw was a great disparity. You had probably 45% of the staff with 4 years or less experience, a handful in the middle, and then the hardcore 12 to 15-year workers, maybe another 20%, the rest were administration. It's a human business, you know. You get hung up on a case at 9 o'clock in the morning, and you've done five veterans, and here it is 2:30, you get Duke Medeiros' file, and you're thinking of Bob Dunlap's bad back from lifting bombs in Guam. Mistakes happen. Too many times, and again, I'm not trying to badmouth the VA. That's not my purpose. The demand to expedite claims, they overlook the obvious. Bob Dunlap was in the hospital in Tachikawa for 18 months, bad back, in service. And his rating comes back denied, no records available saying you injured your back.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying it's human error then, because there's so many of them, and then they're are they just stamping some of them, just say, you know what, I'm not even going to, you know, hiding them?
That has happened.
All right.
There's not enough competent staff. You got a lot of people in the training mode that will get there someday.
Yeah, because they said that this was one of the things. They were hiring like 50 or 60 people there.
At least 3 years before they know what the hell's going on.
Well, that right there was never, that's never clear, you know, but you just, so it's going to be from the time they started, which is probably sometime last year, it's going to be another 2 years before you get people that can actually do the job.
You know, one reason I think that we do have a lot of denied claims or extended claims is because the folks are trying to do this on their own. And the VA approval or that adjudication target is moving. And it takes somebody like those in our office to know what the target is today. You know, what do they want for evidence? And if you do that on your own, and let's say you got a very simple hearing loss claim, and you say where you are, you were in the Air Force, I worked around C-5s, they're very noisy airplanes. We can show service connection, but if you provide a Walmart or Costco audiology exam, the VA is not going to accept it because it doesn't have that medical opinion, the nexus statement that's needed to get that claim approved. We know what they're looking for. We know how to make a fully developed claim or a claim that's ready to rate the first time. I think the chances of an approved claim are much better when you go through an office like ours that knows what that target is today. And most of our claims are approved. You know, we have a good percentage that aren't because, like Duke said, there's a training issue, there's a backlog issue, there's a lot of other things. But you don't do this on your own.
And then there's the like AMVETS, and there's VFW, and there's other organizations that also will help you with your stuff.
Absolutely.
In fact, I saw mine, American Legion.
Right.
You know, that somehow, I'm not even sure how it went through there. I don't know how they got a hold of it, but maybe I'm not sure. This was years ago. But
well, we always recommend the support of a veteran service organization at the regional office, not locally, but at the regional office.
Right.
Make sure you have an advocate or a wingman. You have somebody on your flank helping you through this battle.
I know it went through, you know, and then when I needed some paperwork, mm-hmm. y'all had it that day. Yeah. And then you knew exactly what, even though I didn't know what I was talking about, you knew what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what. Okay. You know, Vint, you're here. You're heading up to CVAC, which is the Shasta County Veterans
Affiliated Council.
Which is, I know I'm getting to it. You know, if for a long time, it's still hard for me to get Wind River Resort and Casino in there. Or mayonnaise, or that word. Linda does really well with In-N-Out Burgers, better than I do. But this is something with the CVAC. It should be, like, you all should be hand-in-hand here.
Yeah, and I think moving forward, that's going to be something that I know that they've worked great with Bob over the years. This is going to be something that we're going to look at our new leadership for as well. But I think with Bob's agreeance, I think we're going to continue to make sure he's a part of what we've got going on in a number of different things as you know, the Honor Financial and some of the other things going on. I want to kind of tap his mind. But the new leadership moving forward, I have a feeling we're going to get to know each other very well.
Well, you know, and here's the thing is that we have a veterans community here that is strong.
Mm-hmm.
They've not yet flexed their muscles. They have before at one time, I think, when the, getting the cemetery up here. But they have not flexed their muscles to push on some things for veterans here and to help veterans. And what, you know, just some of the things you've been talking about, Bob, that, you know, that are that come under the Shasta County Veterans Service Office that people don't know about. But that, and then things like the ARABA thing about giving bus passes to those veterans. And we got a phone call yesterday, in fact, mm-hmm. and we sent them straight to you guys. Yeah. In fact, I have you on speed dial because when people will call up, I'll just click over and go, this is the number you need to call. And over down at Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Anyway, hey, we got to take a quick break here. My guest, Bob Dunlap, our outgoing Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, and Duke Medeiros, our incoming guy, who we're very lucky that here's a guy that knows how to do the job, but he also knows the people down in Oakland. And he, you know, and don't get Raiders confused with Raiders. You know, the Oakland Raiders, who, by the way, are still dancing and probably some of them still haven't sobered up since Sunday's game. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The countdown to Christmas is on. Find your perfect Christmas at the amazing shops downtown. Carousel on Yuba Street is brimming with stylish designer clothes, beautiful handmade jewelry, and artwork made by local artists and fabulous scented candles. Get your girlfriends together and throw a private party for a fun way to celebrate this holiday season. That's Carousel at 1555 Yuba Street. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading. It's Christmas in the making.
Fall is in the air, and when I think of a pumpkin latte, I think of Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's. Holiday season is among us. Thinking of a hostess gift or perhaps something for a coworker? Tobacco and Brew carries a wonderful selection of coffee beans, loose tea leaves, and coffee and tea accessories. Tobacco and Brew, locally owned and operated, has been so supportive of our community, So shop local. Check out the largest humidor in the North State. New brands and your favorites always in stock. Tobacco and brew, and so much more. Open 7 days a week. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
A great commercial. You finished? You didn't mention, though, that Tobacco and Brew really supports veterans' issues and the veterans right here in Redding and Shasta County. In fact, hop in the truck. Let's head on down there.
Okay, let's go.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Oh, it's an Air Force song. Laughter on Silvered Wings. Oh, yeah. Come on. Let's make these Air Force guys feel good. Oh, you know what? It's high tenor. You know, it's like, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Bob. It is 8:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I don't know if you've been there or not. Duke's shaking his head. Yeah, it's right off Athens Avenue. You want a great haircut? Man's last stronghold right there, Cypress Square Barbershop. Take a step back in time. Discounts for seniors and veterans. All at Cypress Square Barbershop. Great place to cheers at barbershops. Right off Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center right across from Subway. Right there. And, I really enjoy it. Do you go there?
Yep.
Vint goes there. Yep. Duke goes there.
DC.
I don't know. Bob, do you? I don't know if you probably just – do you get haircuts?
I get haircuts. Contrary to popular belief, my hair doesn't just fall out.
Oh, okay. I'm just wondering. I'm here with Bob Dunlap. You know, this is my last – I don't know if this is my last shot at, you know, just kind of poking Bob a little bit after I've just said all these great things about him. Bob Dunlap, our outgoing Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, has just done a magnificent job for the last 5 years. And our incoming Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, Duke Medeiros. And, Duke, you wanted to
– I'd like to clean up a small item. All the press has been rather negative about the VA, and most of it is accurate. But I want to encourage you, don't sit by the fireplace. Don't wait. Don't be in denial. Come and talk with us. I'm going to take you back in time for a minute. When I first met Bob, was on the phone, and I was one of the rookies in Oakland, and I would call Bob to tell him, well, today they announced there are only 28,442 claims more than 3 years old. And this series of backlog went on for almost 4 years, okay? Instead of fixing it, they needed to tear it down and rebuild it. However, today, Oakland has taken giant steps in being productive and accurate. And this is no pat on the shoulder. Like Bob and I, we have established working relationships with senior officials, raters, decision review officers in Oakland. We have the wherewithal to head off some of the notice of disagreements and appeals by getting another bite of the apple because of personal contacts. Anyone who has been denied, there's a reason. They write it. They tell you why. Bring it on down. Let's talk about it. Everybody is unique. Everybody is special. And there are avenues where we can maybe not pull off the miracle, but we've been known to do the impossible. We've got a great staff here, and I don't mean to be patronizing. I've worked with Bob and Jim Young in particular for about 7 years. Men and women in Bob's office, soon to be my office, they know what they're doing. And it's a team effort to ensure that everybody, veterans, their spouses, their dependents, get taken care of. Don't be a stranger. Don't sit and go, what if, how about, I should have. Talk to us. We'll get it done. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And that's the big thing. And we're also here with Vince Stevenson, who heads up the Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Council. And so of all the veterans that the different groups of veterans, how many veterans groups would you say?
26.
26 veterans groups. That's just is that in Shasta County?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they range from.
Well, let me get a clarity. It's 26 that are nationally registered. That's
okay.
Right.
So, yeah. Nationally registered. So they're more than that.
Absolutely.
You find a lot of other organizations that support veterans, but they're not nationally recognized veteran service organizations.
Okay. You know?
But we do allow some of those folks that aren't veteran related specifically to be a part of CVAC. We just made that change last year.
Yep.
Yeah, so there are several businesses in town that their whole business, you know, it surrounds helping veterans, and we allow them to be part of CVAC.
Honor Financial is one of them. Mm-hmm. We joined just recently. So.
Okay. Well, that's good. And it's the type of thing that helping veterans is the bottom line on this. Let's switch over a little bit to the homeless veterans side. We have the stand down every year, and it's a big event, and they help 300 to 400 homeless veterans and their families. Is that about right?
It comes and goes, and I think it comes and goes with the weather almost. Last year, we had 400. I think the year before that, it was 500.
Mm-hmm.
This year, the weather was lousy, and we had some high wind, and we just didn't see the numbers that we normally see. That doesn't mean that the homeless problem is diminishing, because there are still a lot of folks that just can't come in. They won't come in out from under the stars, and that's where they're staying. But we do have, in the last 3 years, we've got new programs to help them. I say we, not me necessarily, but the VA has started their HUD-VASH vouchers for Shasta County, finally.
You know what? That was something that just irritated the hell out of me, is that they had the money, and they didn't get it up here.
We couldn't get it north of Chico.
It north of Chico. Like California ended at Chico.
Yeah.
And but we've gotten – and with this – in this – is a voucher system to help veterans get into housing apartments or?
Well, remember, this is a VA program, and the VA makes the rules on it.
Mm-hmm.
They put the rules so specific and so difficult to achieve that we had 10 HUD-VASH vouchers, and we couldn't fill them for 6 months because we couldn't find anybody that met the requirements of the HUD-VASH program. It's 1 year of homelessness or three periods of homelessness in the last 3 years. And so a lot of those vouchers went unused for months. And now we're starting to get those filled. And it's not that the staff is not trying. The staff is there. It's just that the rules were very, very restrictive. So the county actually, this last year, the County Housing Authority, Richard Coons, developed a program. It's called TEBRA, or the Tenant-Based Rental Assistance Program. But guess what? They're not using the VA rules. They're saying, homeless veteran, you got it. Verify through the Veteran Service Office that you served honorably. Come on over to our office. And they provide more long-term housing than what HUD-VASH did. And so they'll actually they'll look at the income. They'll pay a portion or all of the rent. And get those folks.
And who's this now?
The County Housing Authority, Richard Coons.
I'll be darned.
So we stood this up. Excellent. I say we. Richard and I talked about it. It's his program in July. And he's got 30-something already signed up in just the last four months.
So how do people get into this?
Come over to our office.
Just come over to your office.
And we'll verify their veteran status. We'll help them fill out the form. And in many cases, I've just taken them across the street where the housing office is and say, let's get going with this.
There's another veterans office around here, too.
Veterans Resource Center
that just found housing for 12 or something.
Yeah, well, and there they have the HUD-VASH person that works out of their office. The mm-hmm. Housing Authority person works out of their office. They're just a wonderful resource for homeless veterans there. They provide money for folks who are in jeopardy of being evicted or foreclosed or they can't pay the utility bill. Wonderful resource. This is new to Shasta County in the last 3 years.
And by the way, everybody – several groups got together because a veteran, a disabled veteran, had his electricity turned off by REU.
Yeah.
And that caused a great deal of consternation because they did it on a Friday. Husband, wife, two kids. And Purple Heart rolled in, the Homeward Bound people from Burroughs Group rolled in and came up with the money. But it should have never gotten to that. And then the meeting afterwards, I was fortunate enough to be able to go to with the head of REU and his deputy and veterans organizations. And now even REU is putting new stuff in their envelopes, attention veterans, with phone numbers to your office, as you know, and saying if you've got a problem, wait, don't wait until electricity is turned off, essentially, is come down, and these organizations are there to help you.
That's right.
Not to pay your bills for you, but to help you when things get tough like that. The guy was working two jobs and lost a job because the company shut down. And there's no disabled veteran should ever have his electricity turned off. I don't care, even if there's no money there. And that's going to be something I think that we all need. This is something that could flex, that a disabled veteran from combat should never have his electricity turned off, ever. I don't care.
You're right, Carl. Their first call or stop should be at our office because, like you said, we don't have the money, but we can make a phone call.
Oh, and that phone call is out there.
And that'll stop the electricity from getting turned off.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing is the education. And, in fact, Barry Tipton was just absolutely flabbergasted. Why wouldn't they say something? It's, Barry, you've never been in. And I don't mean that in a bad sense because they step forward to say, hey, these are the things we're going to do to help. We're going to act, when people call in, we're going to tell them, hey, for veterans, you've got this available and all that. So they step forward with it and we appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But it's, they can't put themselves in the shoes of those people. A lot of times, well, you know this.
Bob and Duke,
they're not going to say something to the REU, that kind of thing. And they'll talk to other veterans, but they've got to have the who do they talk to type thing first.
But they need to be going to organizations like CVAC, like some of the others that are available out there.
They should be coming to see Duke. They should be coming. Come here, give me a call. Yeah. Give us a call right here, 605-4567 or 565. We're more than happy to put you in touch with people like that. Yeah. Point people in the right direction here. Anyway.
But we talk a lot about yelling at the people who are not meeting our expectations. I think we also need to get a louder voice just to reach out to those people who there's things available for you. And we need to be expending those from the top of the mountains as well.
Yeah, so. And not to give up. Not to give up on these things. Because we got some really good people around here working to help.
Oh, we really do. Yeah. And it's just a matter of knowing who those people are, and that's where our office comes in. We had a 96-year-old veteran, a World War II veteran, that was stranded in Reading. He lived up outside of Shingletown, needed a ride. So, we got a number of things to do. I called Military Order of the Purple Heart. Jim Berg says, where is he? I'll take him there.
Just drive him up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
We need to stick together like that because, frankly, if we don't, that we're going to be – they're going to do, as you're seeing here, is they're going to keep splitting and splitting and splitting, and you don't get a chance to get your word out. Okay. All right. Before we take our break, I want to remind everybody about Reads Across America this Saturday. Duke, this is a good chance to be there and see a beautiful ceremony. And it's going to be rainy. It's going to be nasty, and they're going to need the Huns out there. Okay, the goats can stay home. The Huns need to be out there and Reads Across America because they're going to need some help. Also, in the Servicemen's Feast for all our military and first responder and their families. That's going to be December 20th at the Veterans Memorial Hall. More about that later. I'm here with Bob Dunlap, our outgoing Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, Duke Medeiros, incoming, and Vince Stevenson, who heads up our Shasta County Veterans Affiliation Council. We'll be right back.
Nate Avarea here with Dr. Carino from Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, what do you say to the theory that chiropractors just crack your bones and that chiropractic adjustments are merely a quick fix?
I'd say that's completely false. The primary goal of an adjustment is to relieve pain and restore function in your body. Adjustments improve areas of reduced movement in the joints and surrounding tissues. The cracking sound you sometimes hear is actually caused by the slight opening of the joint space and the release of gas within that space.
Doc, what about the fear that many people have that chiropractic care is just too expensive?
Studies have shown that chiropractic care is actually more cost-effective than traditional medicine. When compared to most visits to the doctor's office, chiropractic care is not only less expensive, but it can offer a natural and healthy alternative.
How can folks reach you, Dr. Carino?
Give Shasta Spine Specialists a call at 243-2300. That's 243-2300. Or check us out online at ShastaDRX.com.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Are you interested in the future of REU, your community-owned electric utility? REU's Director Barry Tiffin will present our 2020 Draft Strategic Plan to the Electric Utility Commission Thursday, December 11th at 4 p.m. in the City Council Chambers at City Hall on Cypress Avenue. You are invited. Our industry is facing ever-changing challenges, and with your valued input, REU can obtain the highest standards and provide our customers with the best valued service you have grown to expect from REU. For more information, please call 339-7300. We look forward to seeing you on December 11th.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would like to invite you to join us December 14th at 2 o'clock for the Northern California Christmas for the Troops program, the Homeward Bound Christmas. We're going to have live music with the Lou White Band, a great barbecue, and we're going to be packing 400 boxes and sending these boxes overseas to our military personnel across the world. Please join us if you'd like to give us a call. The phone number is 222-2282. Help us make a Merry Christmas for our military personnel around the world.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Butt here, and we have our studios are full with all kinds of wonderful information with our veteran services. 8:49 in the morning, just to give you a quick update on the weather. We are going to have rain today, and we have massive storms that we're looking at for Wednesday night, and Thursday. Precipitation is at 100% and lots of wind, so be very careful and tie your things down. Be careful as you're driving. And Bob, do you have any updates on the weather? Anything on the computer? Come back in a second when you get that. Go ahead.
Nothing. We're still looking at Wednesday night. Things start getting very interesting.
It said the rain could be heavy at times, lows of 51s, 25 to 30 miles per hour winds, increasing to 45 in the evening. They can get up to 60 miles per hour. And it looks like you can have 1 to 2 inches of rain. So be careful and look at that. I want to do a shout out to Dandelion. There's still shopping time left, and the gals at Dandelion are so adorable. They have lots of trees. So if you're looking for something that might just be a little thank you gift, or to let somebody know that you love them, they have wonderful little ornaments, and they'll put them in a cute little bag, wrap them up, and they're just wonderful. Dandelion right here on Market Street. And ladies, if you want to go in there and do your wish list, you can do that. So men, it would make it easier for your man to say, what does my wife want, or my girlfriend want, or my mom, or my daughter, or whoever it is that you're shopping for want. You can go in and go pre-shop, and they'll make a list up. And that's always a great way to do things, very organized that way. So Dandelion.
Well, frankly, as all men know, we've got 15 more shopping days till Christmas. But Dandelion is a great place to go into, so you don't have to think too much. You just say, oh, this is what I'm looking for, and then they will help you. Like, they have me all the time.
We should go men's standing room only on Christmas Eve at 5 p.m.
Absolutely. Okay, we're here with Bob Dunlap, outgoing Shasta County Veteran Service Office, Duke Medeiros, who is the incoming Shasta County Veterans Service Office, and Vin Stevenson, who heads up the Shasta County Veterans Affiliation Council. We've got about 8 minutes left. What would you say is going to be this is for both of you all, Bob, because you've been here, and Duke is still figuring out where everything is in his office. But what's the biggest concern over the next 3 months, would you say, that Duke's going to be stepping into?
Yeah, I think we have some staffing concerns. This is a very tumultuous time of year for the office. Not only am I retiring, but Libby Gallus, who has been with our office for 14 years, she is leaving as well. And that's going to leave some empty spots that we'll have to fill, and Duke is going to be saddled with that responsibility. So we're going to be looking for suitable replacements for some folks. We've got some extra help folks who are temporary that are helping with the veterans' workload. So I think the staffing is going to be an issue that we'll have to work through. We've got great support from the county, and we have a full-time staff of 5 people. That's gone up 1 person in the last 5 years. But most of our work there is done by college work studies who are paid for by the VA and volunteers. You know, the folks that are either veterans or care about veterans that come into our office and they volunteer. So we do use volunteers quite a bit for getting a lot of the work done there. I think the biggest thing that we'll have to work through in the next few months in our office anyway.
Okay, so Duke, you're losing 2 key members of the staff. The fact that you were selected is because of all the experience you have, and then trying to replace somebody that's got 14 years though of moving papers around and making it done right is going to be one of your first things to do.
I feel like Phil Benson when he was told to replace Vince Lombardi. You're not going to do it. That's not going to happen. We do have an outstanding staff. We're here for the community, and time's running short. So I'm going to leave all you veterans out there with a plan B. If you goof up on Christmas, it's only 41 days to Valentine's Day. So call the radio station, and Linda will tell you where to shop.
Yep, that's true, and she can give you ideas. She could become your personal shopper. In fact, for a slight fee, I will. I can say is that there isn't a store or shop or boutique around that within 200 miles that Linda couldn't find the right present for your loved one. You should start a shopping program here for people, honey. I don't mean that in a bad sense, because you don't go out and buy. But you know where everything is.
Okay, so all kidding aside, seriously, Christmas time is here. What are, people miss their loved ones. Loved ones are coming back. Do you find that there's an increase for veteran services during this time of year?
Absolutely. Absolutely, no question about it. Even a simple hello, Merry Christmas, can brighten the day of a veteran who's on the bubble, fighting depression, homelessness, or just a downstroke of luck.
You know, that's a good question. Now, what can we do, Bob, from your experience, what can we do now with 15 days left before Christmas? What can we do to help out those veterans that they're going to need some help? I mean, cards, turkeys, gifts. What can we do to help our veterans?
Yeah, I think we have the Homeward Bound packages for the troops event coming up. Please support that. That is our way of showing the troops that are currently deployed that we still care about them.
That's this Sunday, I believe. Isn't
that is the 14th.
The 14th. So that's this Sunday. At the Senior Citizen Center,
Benton,
and right? It starts at what time?
It's through the afternoon. I think it's you've got a flyer there for
us. I don't have the flyer for that one. I've got 6 different flyers.
Yeah, it's on the afternoon. Yeah.
It's in the afternoon, but yeah. That's where everybody goes in and you put packages together so they can be shipped off. They have 400 packages, and we've been playing the spot now for about the last month.
Yeah.
They're going to have 400 packages that are going to be shipped out to our deployed veterans.
That's right. The $15 military charge for the dinner really isn't for the hot dogs and hamburger. It's to pay the postage for those packages being shipped out. But it's a really worthy cause, and as a deployed person myself, I can tell you I really appreciate those packages from home.
And you know, it's funny, too, because when you get them, what you do is they would share them. The Marines would share them. Because it would come into any, and then you got things, oh, we don't want to ship to any Marine. Yeah, we will ship them to any Marine. And, they bring in helicopter loads of these. And they'd open them up. And then when you got the cards, like, from the third graders, they were all of a sudden on sides of bunkers where there's gunfights going on, there'd be these cards from kids saying, please be careful and God bless you and all these things. So it means a lot.
Yeah. And if you're listening and if you are in the house, no place to go, and if you do have some issues with the VA, please come on down to the office. We're veterans down there, and a lot of us have been through what you've been through, so no big shock for us. Come on in, and you know, we're this big brotherhood. We will we'll help you through some of these rough times. We're not counselors when it comes to issues you know, with your what you're dealing with, but we know the resources to go to.
And I can say is that I went through the Shasta County Veterans Service Office 6 years ago, and they totally took care of. And I was, you know, I came in there and sat down with the counselor, and they took care of all the paperwork. Yeah. And it was one of those things that it just, you know, it worked like it was supposed to.
The
because
biggest,
we had the experts.
The biggest thing we can do for our veterans is to let them know that their country still cares about them. And just a real quick point I want to make. Last April, a guy came in to get an ID card. He wanted to use an ID card for goods and services around town. There's 150 businesses that give discounts to veterans. He came in April to get an ID card. Well, while he was waiting for the ID card, I talked to him about what he did. Yeah, he was in Vietnam. Yeah, he just had a four-way bypass. And by the way, he had diabetes. We put a claim in with the VA. He came in last, Thursday. He said, I've been declared 100% disabled. He is so messed up from what he went through for serving his country that the VA declared him 100% disabled. His spouse will not have to worry when he departs what's going to happen to her financially. There are benefits that will go to her after he was declared 100% disabled. But that all started because he came down to get an ID card. And, you know, there's some magic that our office can do, and that's just an example of what we do to show that their nation still cares about them.
And because you've had a disability at one point, say 10 years ago, you know, your body is still paying on that, and you're going to get worse as time goes on. Should people come back and see you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Because, you know, whatever you got from 10 years ago, things have changed.
Yeah, you might have a bad knee from 10 years ago, but oh, by the way, your hips are bothering you, the other knee is hurting you. And those are secondary claims we need to help get put in.
Okay. So there's a lot of things that you going down there can see. Bob Dunlap, Merry Christmas, my friend, and thank you so much for what you've done. We're going to have you on again before you leave.
Thank you.
And Duke, thank you so much for coming in here with us.
Pleasure's mine.
And Merry Christmas to you too. And Vint, thanks a lot, buddy. I know you're really big into everything that's happening with the veterans. Hey, tomorrow, Chief of Police will be joining us. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
My words give me no pleasure.
Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Dianne Feinstein releasing a scathing report on CIA interrogation techniques in the aftermath of 9/11. It accuses the CIA of resorting to torture in some cases and says intelligence gleaned from such interrogation was, by and large, faulty. The agency also said to have provided inaccurate information about what it was up to. The CIA is expected to rebut these conclusions, among others. Meanwhile, the U.S. bracing for possible retaliation abroad.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest acknowledges that the release of the congressional report could lead to a greater risk at U.S. embassies and other American interests around the globe. He says security precautions are in place and that President Obama welcomes the release of the findings so that the U.S. can be transparent about what transpired.
SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston.